When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Illusionoid.
Kayla Lorette is here. And by some strange set of circumstances, we have some other friends in the crowd from a little television show called Orphan Black. You might know the character of Donnie, who got a glue gun to the chest. This is our friend Christian Brune is here. And surprise, surprise, we did really didn't know if they were going to show up, but look, he did show up. Our friend from a little program called Mad Television and some other many movies, Will Sasso, is here, everybody. Good, buddy. Look at this, Will's here. Will, what are you doing? What are you doing in town? What are you doing, Will?
Huh?
What are you doing in town?
Doing a little TV show.
Yeah?
Yep.
And now you're going to do this?
Yeah, and now I'm going to do this. That was all in preparation for this.
Oh, that whole show.
This moment, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Yep. So this is going to be an outer space adventure. What is a body out in space, a crazy thing? Not necessarily a planet, but some other amazing thing out in space.
Orion's quasar.
A quasar? Quite a Orion's belt quasar? A red door. Ooh, I like a red quasar. Don't know if that's a thing. And let's say, what is a word for protector? Some another word that means to protect. Shielder? Okay, so let's call this the we'll do our own Guardians of the Galaxy thing here called the Shielders of the Red Quasar.
Excellent. Haven't seen it, heard it's great.
What?
And now, tonight's transmission.
Oh, hello there. I was just Googling quasar.
Like the... Oh, okay, here we go. This is awesome.
Oh, for your edification, denizens of the past, the quasar is an extremely distant and thus old celestial object whose power output is several thousand times that of our entire galaxy. It goes without saying that shit would need some shielding. And thus... in your future, the Earth and all its surrounding space will require a ragtag group of losers to assemble some kind of shield around that quasar, but not just any quasar, one that is the color red!
Yep. Still there. I've finished my rounds.
You were saying something, Gavin?
Yeah. I just finished my rounds. The quasar's still there. I don't know why we're shielding this at all.
Dude, I don't understand it. But from what I understand is that quasar has more power than our galaxy alone. And if that energy were to hit the Earth, we would be completely annihilated.
You two boys go to bed up there.
All right, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.
Don't die from cancer, all right? That'll fuck me up.
I won't die from cancer if you two promise to quit fucking around with quasar.
Sorry, Dad.
Fucking nerd.
Dad,
bitch.
I just did the rounds and the thing's still there. It's so boring. This job is boring.
What's up there?
The quasar's still there every day. It's like, check the checklist. Is it still there? Check yes.
I told you there's no such thing. I Googled it. Now go to sleep.
I Binged it, man, and my Bing outweighs your Google, Dad. No one uses Bing, but I do.
Don't make me go into my AOL and
All
find
right.
out what Bing is.
Okay.
I know, Dad. He doesn't believe in the quasar, man.
I believe in it, man. We can't do this alone, man. Like, we needed to shield the Earth.
We need people to help.
Let's send out a...
I just sent a space telegram by laser.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Hello?
That was the fastest response.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
I'll handle this.
Hello?
Oh, yes. I heard your message from space.
Yes, we need some help shielding the red quasar.
What?
Yeah, there's a red quasar. It has a lot of power output. Probably more output than the whole galaxy. But
I'm sorry, I can tell by your tone that you are teen boys.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm about...
How do you know of the quasar? How do you know it
needs
shield?
We're guarding it. Our dad makes us guard it.
Binged it.
Do you know what you're getting yourselves involved in?
Yeah, something super boring.
No, man, it's gonna be super awesome. Saving the Earth is cool.
It is awesome. It is boring. It is all these things.
Who is this?
My name is Aguil Snast.
What's your...
Davadagatase.
Whoop.
Bow wow.
I'm gonna call you Jen.
Of course. I am a part of a very elite ragtag team. We are the most ragtag. Do you want to join us?
Well, I don't know. Dad, can I join a ragtag team of space people?
You want some chips first?
Yeah.
Do they taste like curry? Because that shit's weird.
Yeah, Lay's has all these new flavors. You boys want some chips?
Hey, oh, what?
I'm transmitting you all
who's
up
this?
Now.
So what?
Whoa, 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 everyone up. Whoa, everyone up. Whoa,
whoa, whoa. It hurts more than I
I'm
possibly
could imagine.
I'm
a fool to ever doubt you.
Welcome to the deck of my ship.
Hi, Jen.
Yes, hello, boys. This adult man?
That's our father.
That's my dad.
Oh.
Hi, how are you? You
good.
Can call me Mark.
Mark.
Hi. Jen, is it?
Yeah, sure. Oh, anything you want.
I love your cones and your futuristic haircut.
Thank you. Oh, God, it's new. Anyway, you shall be debriefed now. If you're going to shield appropriately, you'll need to know all the information about the redness.
Yeah, he binged it, but Bing didn't tell us anything.
It just said pictures from, like, the 70s, man. They don't have a copyright to a lot of images.
Okay, you guys are punky, aren't you? Now, I would like to introduce you to Dr. France.
Boy, he's some sort of creature!
Excuse me. I'm Dr. France.
What a well-spoken creature.
Yes. Don't be fooled by my arthropod exterior. I'm well-schooled.
I'm in awe of his intelligence and his appearance.
Well, this is a product of a little bit of genetic engineering and a little bit of 4 billion years of evolution. Thank you very much.
I don't care for his attitude,
though. He's very fun, though. Go ahead.
If there's closets in space, I think someone just might have come out of one.
Speaking of closets.
What? Hey!
You just woke up Clorf.
I am Clorf. I am Clorf.
What a weird thing, a dumb robot.
I am Clorf.
Clorf. Clorf's my half-finished robot.
I am Clorf.
I got halfway through and I thought, you know, they leave the best works of art unfinished.
If he's just half through and says, I am Quorth, what will he be saying when he's completely finished?
He'll be saying, I'm Quorf, asshole. Oh,
pretty cool. I like that. I like that.
Clorf?
Wow, what a ragtag group.
Clorf, assemble the schematics, please.
Yeah, I'm Clorf.
As you can see, this is a hologram of the quasar.
Oh, wow.
It has an output roughly 5 times the power of the entire galaxy.
How'd you know that?
It's just something I Googled.
Oh, man, Bing will never win!
No. No, it won't. I've seen your future. I've run the numbers. Oh. Bing has about as much of a chance as Ask Jeeves, although those two will become both very popular in the Alpha Centauri system.
Well, that's where I'm going, right after we shield the Earth. I'll be the coolest guy in a binary star system. Bing it!
This red quasar, would you stop binging it, please? You're pressing buttons.
Oh, sorry,
you're pressing random. Stop pressing random buttons, please.
I am Clorf.
I'm sorry, man.
Are you pressing buttons on my half-finished robot?
Leaning on it, boy. Jeez, you're pressing buttons. We're up here in space. You're going to make a rend open up in the middle of this motherfucker and suck us all into it.
Listen to your father.
Yeah,
yeah, right. But not the swear words, because I'm not sure if this is restricted or not on iTunes.
Stop it!
Yeah, I am Clorf.
He did that to himself that time just to get me in trouble, man.
Yeah, I am Clorf.
Oh, man. That robot packs a punch.
Just wait till he's all finished. That's just one arm. I've got one arm on that robot.
That's all he needs.
All he needs.
I'm a little jealous of the way he struck my boy.
I can't hear out of one ear. I'll either be a musical genius or a fucking moron.
I did that on purpose. If your mother was still around, I'd let her do it. Jen, they're missing their mother.
She's not around.
Yeah, she's not around.
And that's so sad.
What would you call that? It was a some sort of... Would you call that a space dress? Or?
Oh, yeah. Well, it is a space dress. It's space. They're shorts, but there's shorts, kind of a skirt part over the front.
Wow, that's kind of interesting. Because like it comes across the front in sort of a futuristic way down to the front. You can't
it's
tell.
So if I can kick. Listen,
shorts or skirt.
I've never seen a more ragtag team than this. Me, a mysterious middle-aged woman. This budget robot.
Yeah, I am Clorf.
Dr. France, need I say more? Two teen boys and one sexy widow. Did she die or just leave?
Well, let's just say she left for now.
I'm okay with that.
But yeah, she's dead.
I think we're ready to take on this quasar. Be it red, be it dead. Was that good? Did that settle well or could we have done?
Damn Clorf.
I think Clorf said it all.
Right. Dr. France, what's our next move?
As you can see, Dr. Zardoz, the phase shifter, has targeted this quasar for some time. It is our job to shield it from him, lest he take its powers and become the dominant force in the universe.
Cool.
So you're saying the only thing between the most dominant force in the universe and universal freedom is us?
That's right.
That shit's whack, yo.
Dad, can we do this? Do you think we could do this, Dad?
We've got to do it. For the memory of your mother and for Jen here. So just help me out, kid, you know, so she'll think I'm cool.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
I'm wearing acid wash jeans and a fucking patterned sweater.
It's okay. No. Hey, my cool dressed dad says we have to do this. He's a real cool dad. So Gavin's in, Barry's in, we're doing this.
Great. Then we shall do the most brave thing we can do. Ride up to it and check it out at a close distance. And then be inspired by what to do next.
And then what?
And then, I don't know, toss something into it. We haven't really...
That's a good idea.
We're looking into that.
I am Clorf.
Good. Very good.
Great suggestion.
Well, let me just press this here. Okay, we're going to go into hyper... There we are. Yeah, that's hyperspace. There we go.
Nice.
Here we go. That's the hyperspace. Volume up. Hold on to something.
No! I'm shitting.
Okay, I've got some coolers for hyperspace. Who wants one?
Dr. France, I want one. Wait, Dad, am I underage?
Not in space, you're not, boy.
Yeah! Do you have a vodka cranberry cooler?
You got it!
Yeah!
I am Clorf! Oh.
Hey, wait, guys. I just been challenged to the ice bucket challenge, and I got to do it the next 24 hours. Someone throw some ice on me, stat!
Clorf!
Wait, what did you do? Did you just empty that bucket of ice water on your head?
It's for a good cause, man.
That is the fuel for this spaceship.
Oh, I knew it was a bad idea. All those assholes on Facebook drawing attention to themselves.
Oh, man. I guess that's why we stopped.
We've stopped dead in front of the quasar.
Oh!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Look, there's another ship.
Oh, my God. It's Who's bad?
Zaltar.
That'll do.
It's Zaltar. Oh.
The face shifter.
Chrysler?
Quickly, Chrysler. I want transmission to him. Get the screen up where I can see him.
Clearworth. I am.
Well, hello there.
Hello, how are you?
I'm Zaltar, and this quasar's mine.
I know who you are, Zaltar.
Is he in Quaker Oats?
Yes, all the oats. That's how my ship is powered, not by stupid ice water.
Hey, back off.
All right, it was too far.
Looks like we both arrived here to shield it or take it, this quasar that we're facing.
Yeah, and I'm gonna take it. And I'm gonna use its power to take over the rest of the galaxy, and no one can stop me!
Oh, no one? What about a ragtag team that involves some teens and a dad?
Shit!
Hey, I challenge you to the ice bucket challenge!
I already did it!
Ah, son of a bitch!
A ragtag team of you, a...
What is that? Is that robot half-burned?
No, he's just not done
yet.
No,
okay.
Yeah, I am Clorf.
No, okay. And a weird creature in a lab coat?
It's an arthropod.
Don't you yell at me, buddy. And then two weird kids and their dad?
They Googled how to get up here. Did I say that right, son?
Yeah.
And I'll never doubt them again.
Yeah.
So screw you, old sounding, kind of a little bit like Mr. Furley from that show that I tried to get my boys to watch, but they never want to watch it on television after Mr. Roper wasn't on it anymore. Kids, what was that? Could you Google it? Barry Bingett.
Three's Company,
from
Dad.
From Three's Company sounding Zoltar.
Yeah. Zoltar, what are you doing up talking to that spaceship? Come to bed.
I'll be there in a second, honey. I'm just trying to steal this quasar and take its power.
Ooh. That's what you said last night.
Woo!
Clorf.
All right, stop making fun of my wife.
I wish I had a wife to make fun of.
Yeah, back off of him. He lost his wife. Dead. Not dead, but...
She's dead, man.
Oh, she's dead.
Great. Anyway.
You think your ragtag group of people and a smartly dressed dad are gonna stop me?
Thanks.
No, it's a great outfit.
You like my pants?
I have those pants.
Guys, I think we need to do this mission by the book.
Wait, what are you holding there? What is that book?
It's a book.
Wait, that's just a bunch of Rolling Stones covers. It's kind of a photo essay.
Yeah, it's like, this is Beggar's Banquet, Sticky Fingers.
Wait. You want to do it by that book?
Yeah, the Rolling Stones books, man!
I've been looking for my Rolling Stones book forever, boy!
Well, I hid them under my bed. I got weird fetishes.
Oh, what do you think? You think that all of these Rolling Stone covers put together will give us some sort of code to take the quasar and wrap it around with some stuff that we need to make sure that it doesn't explode like it said on Bing earlier? Or something?
Wait! Say that again!
I said... What do you think, boy? We're going to take all those Rolling Stones covers, maybe spread them out here on the spaceship floor and have a good look at them, and maybe they'll sort of have some sort of pattern that if we look at it for a long time, and Jen helps us out because she's smart.
My God, that's
very well-spoken for a guy with lizard stuff.
Put and the covers together!
Lay them out! Go! Lay them out!
Yeah, I am Clor.
Lay them out! Lay them out!
Clor. Clor.
I got Clor. I got Exile on Main.
I got a spring scene here. Put it down there.
Yeah, I am Clor.
What do I do with Bridges to Babylon?
I got some girls. Whatever the girl
is. Brittany, good.
Guys, I'm not going to include steel wheels. Is that okay?
Fair enough.
I'm Clark.
Oh my God, I never knew that dirty work would be the answer to this equation. Guys, it says we need to fight.
What?
Fight. Track 3 on dirty work.
Clark.
There it is. I see a little pattern. Can you see the pattern in the covers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
It's sort of like one of those little wooden things that I used to make for you boys at Christmas time. It rolls a marble into it. And in the center, that's probably where the quasar needs to be.
If we can move this quasar into the center of the wooden thing, metaphorically, then we can beat Dr. Zaltrax.
And metaphorically speaking, we just need to find the thing in space that sort of looks like the pattern of this wooden thing.
It's a good thing I have a metaphor machine.
Dr. France, you have a metaphor machine?
Downstairs.
Clorf.
Is that a metaphor?
Thank you, Clorf. So, all we have to do is turn this on. say the metaphor that we're going for into the microphone, and thus it will be manifested.
You said it so beautifully the first time. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jen. I will.
Are they weaker because they're acid wash, or just as strong as regular denim?
They get a little weaker, but they only tatter around the knees, which I think is kind of cool.
I do too.
Oh, do you? Sometimes when I ride into town on my Honda, occasionally it works in the spring and summer months. The tatters seem to blow in the wind, and when I get to the bakery to pick up a pie for the boys and maybe some chips on the way home, I think about how much my wife enjoyed my tattered jeans and the times we spent together eating pie and feeding the boys chips and encouraging them to stay off of Bing and just stick to Google.
You are so brave to miss her.
Thank you, Jen. I guess I know what you mean. I never ever thought about it like that, but you remind me of what it used to feel like to be strong and to be brave enough to miss someone when I'm downstairs watching my stories and my boys are upstairs and I want them to get to bed, but really what I want to tell them is I love them.
Wow, that's beautiful.
I'm not crying, it's just really windy in this spaceship right now.
Yeah.
Look, I think there's enough emotion in this room that if you say that metaphor about that wooden, strange game, we're going to know how to defeat this thing.
Labyrinth!
Oh, yes. That's what it's called.
Yeah, labyrinth. You got it, Jen. Metaphor machine?
Just speak right into the microphone.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Come
right here?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Oh, thank you, Clorth.
Clorth.
We're looking for the space thing in space that sort of looks like one of those things that I used to build for the boys in the wood shop at Christmas time. You sort of roll a marble around, and there's sort of two kind of knobs on the side that I'd actually pull off of one of those scratchy things. And as my boy pointed out, it's called a labyrinth. So if we could just find what the equivalent to that is in space, we could kind of maybe maneuver it around the quasar.
Whoa! What have you done? The quasar's covered in a shield!
Wait, but the shield, it's look at it. It's a maze. It's a maze like the one you described.
I'll never find my way through that!
But we can. I think we all can. The shape of the ship is circular. We're fun that way.
Sounds like you're looking to me for approval, but I stopped paying attention about 5 minutes ago.
Hey, but we know this game, Barry. Dad used to give us this game. We can put this marble in the hole.
But I don't have hands strong enough to do it. I need, like, a robot hand.
I am Clorf.
Whoa! Barry, we can guide Clorf to guide the ship into the hole.
Dr. France, do you think this will work?
I've been to school. I've been genetically modified, and I evolved for 400 fucking billion years. I know it can work.
Yeah!
Clorf!
Right, Clorf! Move it, Clorf!
I am Clorf!
All right, a little to the left. Back to the right.
Clorf! No, look out!
You boys are too rigid. Feed them more booze.
This robot's getting loaded.
I am Clorf, asshole!
Clorf, you're complete!
I am Clorf, asshole!
Hey, Clorf, give Barry a smack in the face!
Smack in the face, standing by!
Wow!
I am Clorf, asshole!
That was even stronger than the first time!
Honey, they got the quasar before me.
Oh, honey. You'll get him next time, Zoltar. Just come to bed.
All right. Shut up, punk kids.
All right.
That's right.
Well,
we did it!
I guess we did it. I guess you guys can go home now.
You know, if I may, Jen, this mission may have started with a ragtag group of losers from the four different corners of the known space-time continuum. But it ended up a bit of a family. I mean, right?
I am Clorf, asshole.
Do you guys like apple pie and chips?
I am Clorf, asshole.
I like any food. I'm an arthropod. I also eat feces.
You know what? We like pie and chips, Dad. Barry and I love it.
Maybe you guys could come visit. Jen, what would you say to bringing the gang here over to our house and enjoying some pie and chips? I could show you my blue jean collection.
I think I'd say yes.
The end! Thanks, folks!
Thanks so much, guys. Here are our guests, Christian Brune, Kayla Lorette, Will Sasso, Paul Constable, Paul Bates, I'm Nug Nargang. Thanks
Chris
so much.
New.
Chris New on the keys.
The Mad Titan.
Shielders of the Red Quasar, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates and Nug Nargang, with special guests Paul Constable, Kayla Lorette, Christian Brune, and Will Sasso. Recorded live at the Bad Dog Comedy Theater, August 28th, 2014. Illusionoid has started their monthly residency at the new Bad Dog Comedy Theater. You can find show information at our Facebook page, facebook.com/illusionoid. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. This episode is brought to you by the Bad Dog Theater Company. For over 20 years, the award-winning Bad Dog Theater Company has specialized in the art of unscripted comedy and improvised performance, and has provided affordable, accessible improv training for thousands of people of all ages and experience. And now, the Bad Dog Theater Company has a brand new home on Bloor Street in Toronto. For information about showtimes and how you can take classes, go to baddogtheater.com. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode, tweet it to us at Illusionoid Pod, or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as your ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.